everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Just sing my song now.
Sing your song, please. Ella wants to sing. If I don't let her sing.
That's the thing. Like, you're not supposed to mention our names because the song goes, it goes thus.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity mode activated. Don't talk to me unless I'm talking to you.
Jesus Christ. What is happening?
You didn't let me finish. Also, we're not mentioning names. We're celebrities now. Why don't you know us? The flow would have been perfect, but I won't try again.
You're a celebrity now?
I mean, we had, when we checked, it was 80 something.
Yeah, I mean, 88.
Yeah.
Viewers kind of celebrities.
I'm a celebrity.
See, let me say this thing now before I forget. Ella has a thing with music.
Sometimes. No, I'm really good with music. I don't know where you're from.
See, Ella has this thing. Ella has.
I write very nice.
Two of Ella's favorite artists are Black Sheriff and Shali Poppy.
No.
Waity.
They're my discoveries, like people that I found.
Yes. Wait.
You make them think that. No, but Black Sheriff is an amazing. I don't.
Yes. That's not even the point of this comment.
Let them know I'm international too.
Oh, yeah. Ella is very well versed when it comes to music. That one, yeah. Hands down.
Okay, so now what do you want to
Ella say? Likes Black Sheriff. Like Shali Poppy. Black Sheriff has this song that is it Yaya also?
Yeah.
The one that says Yaya, she can cry, enjoy the breeze, Yaya.
Yeah.
Ella would never sing that she can cry, enjoy the breeze, Yaya song part. Okay. Whatever, you don't really? Sing it.
Oh no,
but
no,
then
no,
wait.
It's not intentional.
When it comes to Shali Poppy's song, that song that he said. If she don't suck, that's his song that said.
You know, I don't know a lot of Shali Poppy songs.
The song, he said, if she, like, oh, it's a.
He don't cast.
Yeah, he don't cast.
Oh.
Then there's a part that says, if she don't suck, if she don't, then, who go buy her wig and handbag?
Really?
But you sing that part?
No. I don't even know there was a part like that in the song. The only Shali Poppy song I really, truly know is Elon Musk. I'm telling you, I don't know the rest. And then I think recently I heard the lifestyle calls. Now you don't know, see. I don't know the I don't know the songs. I beg you.
No, but Ella, she's killing me with Shali Poppy in this office. Anyways.
So we still have to mention our names. But please, big girls, big babes. Accra big babes. No.
It says be known
Malcolm, big babes.
I'm not claiming big babe.
Okay. No, but I'm big. How you know? Maybe it's my size I'm talking about, not hey.
Let me sip on my coke.
Hi, everyone. Once again, my name is Emanuela and
Belle. Oh, Bella.
So now we can say you're welcome to today's episode.
Yeah. Officially welcome to today's episode.
Okay. Somebody said that we should stop asking her what we're talking about. Yeah, it was part of the comments. I wanted us to discuss the comments. Maybe we can do an episode on that.
Yeah,
let them know that we've had them. But we have wonderful feedback. We actually enjoyed reading them.
Yeah.
I did.
Very good, like, feedback.
You know when people people give you, like, bullet points?
Yeah.
Or people just give you paragraphs? You know they're about to make sense.
I know, right?
Yeah, you guys are so sensitive.
Yeah, and the comments were very, like, intentional. Like, people took
their
time.
I loved the fact that, you know, sometimes when people are starting things,
mm-hmm.
we can be overly critical the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it's discouraging sometimes.
Yeah.
But almost everybody considered the fact that it is a new episode. We are very new at this.
So,
and we didn't even tell them that we did we planned everything in a span of 2 hours, uploaded or did all those things, created accounts.
Yes. Because we didn't want to procrastinate again.
Yeah. So
the comments were very
very
intentional, really, and very the criticism were very intelligently put.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bullet point. Hey, you. I don't think I would. If somebody sent me something, I would sit down and write the paragraphs that people like.
People want to see us succeed.
You love us.
I know, right?
That's why we're celebrities, influencers. I don't like that. Okay.
No, we are not. We actually do not want to be.
Okay. What's today? Today is 7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tomorrow is International Women's Day.
No, wait, how was your holiday before we get to that? Yesterday was a holiday.
I came to work night shift.
Oh, okay.
The day was, I think, house chores. Like, the days that lead to my night shifts are not always good days because I don't get to rest
enough
during the day, and then I come to work and I'm tired. So I'm very tired right now.
Mm. Okay. I can't say I envy you all that. Like, I don't miss shifts. It's wild.
But how was yours?
Mine was, it was okay. I think I was home most of the time. I went to the salon to just relax my hair and then came
how
back.
How come I've not noticed? Oh, I feel so bad. I've not noticed that you've taken out.
Noticing me.
Oh, no. I've not noticed you've taken out your braids.
Yeah, I took out the braids.
Oh, okay. So that was the holiday. And then today. Yes, and then back to International Women's Day.
That is tomorrow, right?
Yes, 8th of tomorrow.
8th of
March. By the time the episode comes out, it would have been over, but you can still celebrate the women.
Yeah. In your life.
And then this month is Women's History Month.
Oh, we definitely need to do an episode on.
Yeah. I have a movie recommendation. Should I wait for? I can recommend.
You can recommend.
Have you watched Bombshell?
Bombshell? Yeah.
Teddy Lamar.
Wait, is it with a bombshell? Like, no, the Hollywood bombshell with these two babes. What are their names?
I don't
know. We are talking about something very.
Yeah,
this is. I know it's your own. It's like poetry.
Hedy Lamarr was a Hollywood actress in the 1900s. I think she died in the early 2000s.
Okay.
I can't be sure. She was a Hollywood actress. She was like, she was a sex symbol. So she was just like those Marilyn Monroe. Yes. Kind of people, but then she was one of the first people to apply the concept of frequency hopping, and at the time they were just experiment, like people haven't really used it.
I think you've told me about her before,
but her ideas and everything she invented at the time was dismissed, and it was basically based on how she looked. They just saw her as somebody that has nothing in her head. So even her recognition came like just around the time of her death.
Yeah.
Like, she was very old and she didn't really care about being recognized because she fought so long, like so long in the beginning, and nobody listened.
Yeah. That was so interesting.
Yes.
I think I have to watch it.
Yeah, you have to. It's really cool. And these are, so it makes you know that the problems that we face now, I don't see you to be someone who would experience like your ideas being dismissed because of your looks.
Me,
yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. Have you had like that experience?
I don't know.
Maybe because you're female, but because of your looks, I don't think so.
No, not because of my looks,
I think you're very loud.
I am very,
very like, confident and very loud.
I'm very, I think I can say rubbish even confidently. Sometimes I feel like I can really just say, I can say absolutely rubbish.
Nigerian much.
But then like, very, very confident. Because sometimes the things I can do to Mr. Pari, I'll be like, I think your problem is just grammar here. Then I'll just play with him more. Then, the next thing I'll wear a check, it looks like I'm the one that was wrong.
But then you're
I'm
like, yeah, I see it be somebody whose ideas.
Yeah.
I think it was the first thing I loved about you. Have I told you that before?
Mm.
No, not that you're loud, that you're confident.
Really? Yeah, yeah, you've told me.
I'm attracted to confident people.
You told me that before. I don't know, but I don't know how to talk. You see, I have a problem with my natural tone of voice. Because I naturally have a loud voice and a very stern voice. So in situations where I'm even just having a conversation and then it's getting passionate.
Everybody thinks you're light and you're aggressive.
I'm
taking it so personal.
I genuinely have a problem with that. I'm like, you guys, if you see me quiet, then there's a problem. So just deal with me like this. Just leave me like that. Yeah, but it's all part of it. But we definitely have to do an episode of Women's Month, since March.
We're here to stay, so
we are here to stay. We ain't going nowhere.
See who has gotten my disease now.
I swear.
Okay, so today is the day right after Independence Day.
Independence.
So, I didn't know we were 67.
Me too. We are old.
Minus
workers, the Gold Coast part.
If we were workers, would be retired.
Retired, yeah.
You think we've done enough to survive in retirement? had we been human beings? Like, had Ghana been a human being?
Okay, if we're working in the government sector, I don't think so. But if we're working in the private sector, probably.
No, but our current state, you think it's enough, like, to survive?
Like, oh, you mean Ghana as a country? Employee.
Yeah.
No, oh, definitely not. Oh my God, that's what I mean. I don't even know how I'm thinking.
I have this question I used to ask on my status every time. Like, what makes you proud as a Ghanaian?
As a Ghanaian,
yeah.
What makes me proud as a Ghanaian? Should I be honest?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Are you sure?
I don't know. Maybe nothing comes to mind, but I'm sure there's. Wait. I think one thing that makes me proud as a Ghanaian is our the people, like our hospitality. That bit of us, you know, we are known out there to be very peaceful and calm.
That's what people say, but I haven't experienced much of outside culture.
From social media, the comments, I mean, the Nigerians used to insult us that we are just
very
pushovers and all that. But then I think we are very friendly and calm as a people. Sometimes it could be like just bad, but sometimes it's like, it's just positive. Like, it's just good like that. So I think that bit of it makes me proud as a Ghanaian. Like, to identify as a Ghanaian. Because, they automatically, someone knows me as a chill person. A peacemaker. Even if I'm the one.
The fact that I'm about to say this makes me feel so weird. Because I thought you'd say the easiest things.
Like what?
Food. Dishes from other countries.
And yeah, Ella has issues with food from African countries. Like,
that's like one of your biggest no-nos. We see them.
I've tried Ethiopian. I didn't like it.
But I told you about my experience in Egypt. Like, their food was really good. I didn't think I would ever in my life put lamb and okra together and eat it with rice. But then, like, I think Egyptians, you know, those guys have these, they're good with the spices and stuff like that. I think they get from the Middle Eastern parts. They are those people that get spices from those Middle Eastern countries, like Turkeys and stuff. So it's like, Turkeys, Europe. Which part are the Middle Eastern people?
Iraq.
Yeah, must be. You will get the drift. We're from Middle Eastern countries. You get what we mean, anyways. But then they have very good spices. Like, their food really, really tasted good. I was like, okay, it's not bad like that. I could be open to that.
Is it Iraq or Iraq? I say Iraq.
I think I also say Iraq.
Say Iraq.
I think I but hear I Americans. Iran. No, Americans say Iraq and Iran.
Okay.
I mean, the rest of the world say Iraq. So Iraq is the actual word.
So that's what makes me proud of again. I think we have really good food.
Better food.
I think we have really good food. And then I love our music. Mostly not the ones now, but the older ones.
Right.
Here.
Right.
I love our music.
Yesterday
I was listening to Comfort Anon. You wouldn't know who that is, so let me say.
I know Comfort Anon.
Really?
Of course. She's an old Christian artist. Yes. Esther Smith.
And the Mama Esther. My whole yesterday, that was my playlist.
Do you know I cross the year with a... Normally I do crossovers at home, to the New Year home, because I don't want to deal with the whole chaos in town. Do you know I cross over into 2024 with Esther Smith? Ooh. I was jamming in my room like it was the best feeling ever. And because when I was in JSS, for example, we had this, I think TV3 was coming to do some program back in Kweu. So we choreographed for a whole, for them, because we were going to be on TV. Okay. So we did a whole choreography, and one was to Esther Smith's song, Era, the Yes Way. So, I remember the choreography, and the 31st that I was choreographing in my room. I did the whole choreography in my house. I was like, oh my God, this is a vibe.
And music. I think our music is really good. Our food. Yeah. And then I wanted us to talk about match past stories. You know, one of the things that characterizes said match is the match.
The match pass.
Yeah. Do you have a match past story?
I was in every match pass.
Oh, your exact opposite.
Are you kidding me?
I go once. Okay. But then I think that one Carl Bina went to me in Taos, Ibiza, Ekobain. The person did not get in and they put me in. In my head, I was good at matching. Honestly, it's just matching. Your hands. You're throwing your hands.
I was in every match pass. The only match pass I was not in was when I got to JSS3. Then I trained myself and another girl, trained the match pass.
I was not training.
I was in every match pass.
I didn't get that. And then I didn't understand. And then my school had these two twins that they were the flag bearers. How do they call those people? But the school flag.
Yeah. Those are who the flag.
They used to annoy me so much. I didn't get a role.
I'm surprised.
But the first time that I got, I got in one, the one time that I got in, I didn't like it either. I was like,
it's a lot of training. The sun,
and I didn't enjoy the experience. People were fainting on the field. I didn't like it.
I don't know. I think my match pass experience was just that, just match pass. I don't think there was really a lot of excitement. Maybe because I did it a lot. So there was the one I enjoyed the most was that Golden Jubilee one. Because that one we got some things. Like they gave us some branded cups and after that gave us yogurt. And back then when they give you yogurt after match pass, you've made it big.
I think we got Golden Jubilee cups, but that was because we were in the government. I was in the government.
School, yeah. So they gave us those things. So match pass was just match pass for us. But then when you watch it, when it's not your turn yet, and then you are watching other people match, when they get to their parts, they meet the dignitaries and they have to showcase their special
eyes god,
the eyes rest. By school, we typically just spelling our name, maybe a letter, the abbreviation of our name, and the 50th, we did like a 50 symbol.
Well, but then, because they weren't choosing me, I don't think I ever followed.
Know
what they do.
People do things.
I used to see them on TV, and they always looked so nice, and I wanted to experience it. But when I had the experience, I didn't enjoy it.
I think growing up too. I think I really look forward to the one on TV because I think whenever I ended to sometimes they repeat it, so you get to watch it later in the evening, and it was like a nice experience. It's like coming home on a Sunday to come and watch Cantata kind of vibe. And at least when you get to watch it every year, once a year, so it was exciting.
I liked it.
Because the national one, they would put traders, then they would come with their, let's say if the person is Kayai, the person will come with their head pan. That was always the exciting part. Yeah. Nostalgia one.
And then in 2013, I had the opportunity to come watch again.
Okay. Black Star Square.
Yes. That was nice. That's all. My teachers, what was wrong with them? Don't move them in your marching.
Oh my god.
These days, the ones I see are very funny.
This morning, I saw one on TikTok. They didn't have a piano.
They were dancing the
Muslims. Hijab. Yeah.
They
didn't have a piano. I was like, what is happening? They did Ama Piano, full on Ama Piano.
Do they still do the white sauce?
Yeah. The three sisters.
Okay. But what's the purpose of match
fast? I actually don't know.
Why do we do it?
I actually don't know. What does it symbolize? Is that the day that they gain independence, they matched or what?
I don't know.
Are you back?
How come you don't know?
I don't know.
What if y'all match?
I didn't care about what I was doing. I was just doing it.
Please let us know.
Yeah, quite very much. We could do anything. It's exciting. We're not complaining, but.
Okay. Still on 67 years, state of the nation. According to you, how do you think you're doing so far? Ghana is an old man.
We're actually old. We are really, really old. And I don't think
do we have something to show for it?
Not much. Honestly, I don't think. People say that when you've been outside of being, or you've been to other African countries and you compare, Ghana is far off. But Ghana is also freaking expensive compared to
all of Accra. It's freaking expensive. We started before them. And we started well. Let's not forget
we did start well.
It means we had a good foundation. So you can't compare us. to those people who have experienced wars, like very
similar. Yeah.
We've had coup d'etats, but then not like the way these.
No, but because, like, not until 1995, that's like barely 28 years ago, Rwanda was what, having civil war. They had the civil war. Exactly. And now they are far, they're becoming a tech.
So, no, even the comparison is bad. Why are you comparing down? Why?
Yes.
Like, if you want to compare to a country, why are you looking at Nigeria?
Yeah. Right?
I'm looking at Nigeria. I think we had a good foundation that we could have.
So, where did we go wrong?
We have experienced how many presidents from Kufo
that we can like recognize.
Yes,
from Kufo. I don't even recognize Kufo. I mean, I was still a child. I don't really.
No, I remember Kufo very well.
You see, sometimes the things you remember from your childhood confuses me. How do you remember these things?
I don't know.
Like, how? I don't remember anything.
I remember Kufo very, very well because I remember the times pre-Kufo. I don't know how, but I remember.
No.
And I remember the time that my mom was talking about national health insurance.
Actually, you're not like reincarnated. Wait, when did Kufo's administration end?
2008.
Yes. I should be old enough to remember him. But, like, okay, I remember a bit of him, yeah. Right? But then not like on the political or the economical bits.
No, so you don't. That's the thing. I believe that when there's development, you can't talk about it, like analyze it like the way a grown up would, but you would feel it. And I felt it because my mom was all about how the national health insurance is really good.
Mm.
And she was big on it.
Oh, like, so he brought national health insurance?
It was during the first time.
Oh, okay.
And she was big on it. And I remember. Or the people like in my area around that time, they were really, like everybody was talking about it. And then our roads were developed. The road in that
area. Yeah.
It's Kufo's time.
Oh, okay. You see, I think also because you grew up closer to the capital, so it makes it easy for you to like recognize this. Because me, but like back in Kweu, you don't really see a lot happen there.
I remember the hippie time.
No,
you don't remember hippie.
No.
My school felt it a lot.
All I know about hippie is the things they write on the buildings.
No, so you never had books, you never saw.
No.
Wow.
I went to a preparatory school. I don't know whether that was.
So I went to a government school, so I saw those times as well. My school used to have these very. So it was a private school, and then the owner died.
Government absorbed it.
Yeah, the government took. And the administration around the time, I think they tried to make it still a private school, but around the time of HIPIC, now we stopped buying school books. And it was quite expensive for some of us that way. Our parents just want the best for us, but then you can't afford the system.
Mm.
So it was around HIPIC time, I remember they brought us books. So sometimes I couldn't even afford like the books that the school provided.
Okay.
Yeah, but then around HIPIC time, we got books. So I remember those experiences.
Oh, okay. For me, I don't think I felt directly. Because I don't think my parents paid school fees. Because our school was the junior of the senior high school.
Okay.
So like
Peter's.
Yeah, St. Peter's. So it's like the staff kids were just in this, like we just go to the school for free and all that. And they were giving us like because the parents were the pioneers of the school. Like the parents were the parents, so it started like a crèche, small. Like the whole school started from a small crèche, and then it blew up into something. It
was for the doctors at Tetepashi.
Oh, okay.
That was the idea. So I had like a lot of, like it was normal to see a lot of doctors kids.
Yeah, come around. And it blew up into something big. So, like by default, they would give the master's kids positions. And also I think because it was a preparatory school, like I said, so those government stuff were not really coming. I don't like no, but seriously, you have
So my mom always says I've never been a kid.
I don't think you have been a kid.
I felt my parents like suffering and things very early. Because that's at class one.
Mm-hmm.
I had begun writing stories around class one. That's why And then I had to stay up with my mom when she's baking.
Mm.
So I'll read to her and things like that.
Oh, wow.
My mom has heard Cinderella 1,000 times and she still doesn't know the story well.
Wow.
I'll read in English and then explain,
no, but that's a nice
explain it to Chi. Saying in Papua, right?
Direct translation.
Yeah, I used to do that. So I used to stay up late. And so there was like, whenever there's grown up conversations, I was always around.
Around, well. Yeah.
So I heard those things like pretty. So I kind of felt the first time, honestly.
So and after Kufo was who?
After Kufo was Professor.
Atameos. He did recognize full time. Like, I remember a lot of things about, I don't know what he did, but I don't know what was, because that was like JSSSS time.
What did that? Who was a hospital? Who was the infrastructure? No, that would be John Dramani.
That's Mahama. I know he has done a lot of infrastructure stuff. Anyway.
Honest, it's still bad, Sha.
It's bad.
it's
bad.
It's still very bad. Cause if you are a youth that is coming up, I think it's even worse for you.
Right?
It's even worse
for those you. 2,000 babies.
You know how, so sometimes I think very privileged people just talk anyhow. But if you're someone like
is it
me,
sometimes?
All the time. All the damn time, yes. But if you're someone like me whose parents just thought that university, we are it's a terrible time for you. Because that was all my parents dreamt of.
Yeah.
They are taking you to school. Now they take you to the school and you're not going to be able to get a job at all. And then these people will now come and tell you, be an entrepreneur. And by entrepreneurship, do you know what they mean? They mean go and sell Sobolu. Because even if you want to be like a proper entrepreneur, how many incubators are in Ghana to help you nurture or whatever your ideas? And then these incubators that are there. You people would do Arduino and all these wild projects. Only we are not mama, a group of 10. Or mama, or thousands.
Wait, 1,000 what?
That's what
not
they
dollars.
Give. And then don't what's left.
So now the entrepreneurship
Yeah, that's what they mean. And I'm like, so school, I'm engineering.
Or come to Kanta, come and buy your trip.
That's what they mean. And then, they use this privilege. You know, sometimes people do things and it sources.
Yeah.
And now they'll be like, because you are not doing thrift business, you're not selling this, you're not doing that, it means you're not forcing
that.
But what is going to be my passion?
Yeah. It's not...
The country is so terrible that you cannot just... Like my name says any other way now what I'm seeing.
It's
no,
not,
I'll
it's,
take my child to school.
Sometimes it's not even about passion per se, but we all of us can be entrepreneurs.
Exactly. That's the point.
All of us cannot be entrepreneurs. Not
the
everybody has
is terrible, fix it. But these people just find excuses for you.
If
I want to sell Sobolo after high school, I can actually do that.
Yeah.
But I took my daughter or my son to university for a reason. And now you pull out books. I don't even want to talk about free education, yeah. Because there are people who say that they felt the benefits.
Mm.
And you can't fault them because they have felt it. But then I'm like, okay, why now? My friend, remember, they will graduate and they will be at home. And now you tell me what benefits you have.
Do you know that I didn't know that until recently? I didn't know that until... besides the free SHS thingy, they have another thing called track double. I heard of the double track thing, but I didn't know that it's happening.
3 months are home, I think.
So
months.
They do traffic light, red, gold, green.
Yes.
Somebody saw it's on
that's
hold.
How terrible the
no, I think that I thought that thing was just like something they just wanted to experiment.
No.
I didn't know it was happening.
And that's even the thing about our educational system. When
Whoa.
They want to, you see outside, they usually have educationists, the people who check like curriculums and things. These people just roll out what they think is right. And you don't even know the effect.
Recently, they said
see the 4 years, 3 years that
You know, recently they said they used the Mr. Pryor was already doing to me. He said they use 60 something, whatever million Ghana cedis to go and bypass questions for the students.
No, but then just evaluate the educational system and put yourself in somebody in high school. Okay, you were teacher's kid, so I'm sure you wouldn't feel the effect because when you come home, your parents can afford classes.
Yeah.
But someone like me, that's it. I will forget everything.
And to be honest, I had friends like that. You have to, because for me, my I didn't even have a choice. Once you close from school, you are straight to French classes. How I still don't speak French is because seriously, I don't mean to digress, but if you take my transcript for university, that first year compulsory French we do is the highest score. It's my highest score on my transcript. 95. I was like, what? I still can't speak French after 8+ years of doing French. So it was like there was no two ways about it. You have to, we have classes after school. It was just school.
But then, system they have now.
Yeah. Back then, you wouldn't even see it as a privilege. But now, I look back and I feel it was actually a privilege that people didn't really get to enjoy. It's crazy.
I hate the fact that our educational system is part of their politics. I really, really hate it because I believe in foundations of the child, how we think.
Yeah.
And the things that they study, my 7-year-old is studying endosperm, mesocarp. Why? It's part of their curriculum.
7 years, is that not like class two?
Of a fruit, on a card or class one.
Endocarp. Did we study that in like JSS or SS?
So many unnecessary. I'm telling you, if you have money, because of the way these people are making the educational system, if you have money, you must homeschool your child. At least at the early stage.
Do you know that I feel like over the years they've actually messed up the educational system even more? Because if you look at,
I hate that it's part of their politics, like their decisions.
Because you know my dad's time, almost time from the '50s or whatever, like they were doing like carpentry, they would do shoemaking, all those things.
Someone said entrepreneurs.
Because that man is like a jack of all trades. He can just pick hammer and them, and next thing he's made a table and all that. And all these things he learned in secondary school. They say, what was it? A level, O level, those things. I don't even know how it works. But then those guys, they actually did learn something. And it's like, it's just going downhill.
That's
for that.
The thing. If you want to reform a system, you must test it out. They never test it out.
You
must try it on or have all these people really, really. I don't know what. You know, sometimes I just think about it. How do these government officials or decision makers arrive at this?
Yeah. The
kind of policies and things they are even focused on right now. Like, we have bigger problems.
They don't.
We have bigger problems. Ghana has bigger problems. If you are you, how do you sound foolish when you tell people that you want to stay in your own country?
Right? Like, it's like you are not motivated. Would you want to stay here? Like, really, you don't have any goals in life.
Everybody thinks you're foolish because you want to stay here. But that should not be so. It's my country.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to feel comfortable here.
But the education, you see, one thing I also fought our educational system for so much. I feel like by this time, because one thing I grew up and I wish I had more of was financial literacy from the early onset. And these are things that most of our parents couldn't give us because they did not know it, right? But I feel like the Ghana education system at this state
should have
something about financial literacy.
Made any proper decisions.
No, but because we are focused on the wrong things.
My 7-year-old is learning mesocarp also.
To be honest with you, I don't even know what my nieces are learning now. Because I know that a lot of the things that my nieces know, they don't. Because I don't know how my 3-year-old niece was telling me about. She just picked the paper and this was talking about aliens. I was like, you did not learn this in school. this is their cocoa melon and whatever thing they were watching.
Things can be brought. No, but there's like knowledge. There's knowledge that is a must have, and they are nice to have. Like,
you see, that's what makes me worried. Because now I'm like, okay, if you are benefiting, if you are watching TV, you're actually learning more than.
I learned classroom. A lot from TV.
Yeah, like in the classroom, then it's actually a natural problem. Because you know, school is not just for the, it's not just for the book bit of it. Yeah, it's for the social development. Because Christine is very, my older niece. She's very laid back. She does on paper. She's really, and then that's one thing that worries her mom. But then when she goes to school, she's able to like interact a bit, even though she pulls back a bit. So I feel like eventually she's going to pick up. But can you imagine her sitting behind TV all the time? Because
she's not going to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
It's,
So why
it's terrible for is,
that's what makes it so bad for us. Those of us that are yet to have kids in by the time
you're there's a reason home. People want to leave. Like if you want not just you they're not thinking about just themselves.
Yeah, but me.
They have to think about their goals and they have to think about education.
But someone like me, the way I think, I genuinely wouldn't want to raise a child in outside. Because of the I don't agree with their lifestyle. Anyways, it's that's terrible. Another thing.
I have this question too. If you had the opportunity not to be president or anything, but just to make changes, what sectors would you be looking at? What changes would you make?
I mean, my number one would be women health.
Okay.
I think, I mean, as a woman, it's just good. I'm always going to be passionate about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think my first rule will be we are not selling parts again. Parts should be free. Like, it should be like how you find tea roll in. I don't, if we have to provide money for it.
It's very expensive to produce. It can be, I think it can be reduced.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can put measures in place to reduce the cost.
I don't, it makes but more
to
sense.
To make it free.
It's possible, Ella, because we have local manufacturers now. Because I don't know how JSS girl in some village can afford 20 cedis part.
No, they can't.
They can't. They you can't. Get. So it's like,
I have heard personal stories. So.
And women, we are very fragile. So you could easily get infections from those things.
Mm.
So that would be number one.
Okay.
And number two would be to make... I keep saying this, it's not mad, but... Seriously, I'll give every woman 3 days leave in a month.
You're fighting in your mouth about my
leave. No. Everything. I don't care whether you experience period symptoms or not. Every woman needs 3 days leave in a month. So if you come and lie that you are on your period, so you need the 3 days leave. Now, after you do period, then you are dying. That one, we can't help you.
It can be hard sometimes.
Yeah. That's just by the way. But it's crazy.
Change your world, don't I?
Those are my top two. My third one would be definitely the tech world. I don't know whether it's Ghana. I feel like we are just too... We are not... I don't know that I don't see it, but we are not going... Diving into the tech world as fast as I expect us to. It's just a lot of individual achievement or small scale level. I mean, for what I've seen. But I feel like we should have been...
What do you think is the problem?
I think it's the government. It always comes down to the government. Because I've heard of situations where investors come on board and then like they are small-scale investors and they come on board and then they are killing them with taxes.
Mm.
Tax here, tax there, tax there. So, I mean, obviously, I'll take my investment elsewhere if you're going to kill me. I'm a startup and I'm coming and you're killing me with taxes already.
My friend was posted to, just not to catch
your shirt.
My friend was supposed to one of these northern regions to teach.
They draw, yeah. They draw a whole computer screen
on board or on slates, and then they
type it. It's sad. Basic IT. Because we are getting to the world, like if we are going to challenge the Europeans and the Americans and whatsoever.
I'm not surprised because the school itself did not have. So it's one of the schools that former President Mahama built.
Okay.
And then when this government came, they did not continue. So the building is there, but there's no furniture. So the kids sit on the... So when she got there, she had to...
That's crazy. I mean, at this stage, like at this...
That's how terrible it is.
2024, we shouldn't be having like conversations about basic IT infrastructure in a school. It shouldn't be a conversation.
But they don't have IT. You're going IT. Only for Nonia Konya, the person has no chair to sit on over that computer.
Because tech is the future. So how are the youth going?
It's the reason why I always hate it when like very privileged people talk. I feel like you've not seen anything. But if I were, I had the opportunity, the first thing I would change would be those buildings that have been abandoned around. Tech Junction. Like if you've been to KNUSG around the top there. I don't know who started. I think it's also like NDC project. They had this affordable housing thing. And the buildings are there on the vast land. Like
like some plenty story buildings be like that. I think I've seen the last
time. It's abandoned. It's now
really
hoodlums or something. So it's now
for the gangsters.
Yes, that's what they do there. And these buildings could have easily been given to KNUSD. And all these old buildings that Omoshe Namana, I say, like they can do something about. And then also, I think that national service people are suffering. You could just, you see, when you post people to places and you're like, they don't want to go. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going somewhere and you're not even going to pay my salary properly, they don't pay them. Sometimes 3 months, 4 months, the salary. Those in the government.
Wait, the 599 is no more. That one, they don't give it to them.
And then you say that they don't want to be posted. But if those people had housing and easy access to housing, this shouldn't be so hard. Hostels and things. And you can just take 50 CDs out of their salary.
For Christ's
sake, but then it should be like, maybe this building is for national service personnel. When they come to this community, they should all be here. 50 CDs out of their salary. It caters for their electricity bills, all these bills, so that they are just comfortable because they are serving the nation.
Is that why they are thinking of making it optional? Just because they don't want to keep
that optional thing, they shouldn't even bring it. I don't know anybody that would be excited about this. You shouldn't be.
Because most of us, if it wasn't for national service,
we wouldn't be. It's through national service that you get your first, most of us had our first employment. They are cutting you off.
That's crazy.
That's what I'm saying, that sometimes, you know, I think these people should run us through like the thought process. Oh, we've talked for so long.
Yeah.
I think these people should run us through the thought process. Like, how did you arrive at this decision? What did you consider? Oh, I think we should be wrapping things up.
Yeah.
We've talked for so long. What else do I have here? What does the current state? Oh, no. But it's just what we talked about. But basically, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so
it's a terrible time to be again.
And I don't know, 67 years
and
from
they should
now.
Stop those unnecessary comparisons some people are facing the worst. We could be better.
So 67 years from now, what do you think? Ghana? Where would Ghana be?
I can't see us 5 years from watching our Grammy.
I don't know. It might be
tomorrow.
Might be having some.
I can't even see to
flying vehicles and all.
What can we
Wakanda do? Level stuff.
What can we do? Like to
as a person?
Yeah.
As individuals?
Well, it's not within our power.
The only thing we can do is send Ghana to half hour. I kid you not, like at this point, half hour is the only thing I can send Ghana. Like, that's the only thing. I don't know, man. You can do your, like, in your own small way. But now, when they say your own small way, self, what is it?
Like, everything is, it's a system. Like, and the system is so difficult to penetrate. Like, and it's a terrible system.
Yes.
Layers and layers of
exactly.
So you can't
find
your way.
And when it comes to Ghana, I don't think there's that quote that says little drops of there and there. It does not work. It does not work. My little drop is not going to change.
Really. Well, we can think about that.
Yeah. But, it's food for thought for all of us.
How thank you help. So much for being amazing, for listening to us in the first episode. Now we are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, what else? Boomplay.
And
all those are, no, I don't think that. I think that's all.
That's all.
Yeah.
And obviously our pioneer, the Podbean.
Yeah, you can listen to us on Podbean as well. Yeah. Bye bye. See you next time.
See you.